From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland, and this is Marketplace Money from APM. It is finally over. The debates, the ads, the polls. Here's hoping they give us at least a few weeks before talking about campaign 2014. Well, now that Americans know who their leader will be for the next 4 years, the hope is that he and the rest of them will find a way to pull together to deal with the big issues facing the nation. Both the president and the House Majority Leader John Boehner sound like they're willing to work together.
Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual. You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do.
Mr. President, this is your moment. We're ready to be led, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. We want you to lead, not as a liberal or a conservative, but as President of the United States of America. We want you to succeed. Let's challenge ourselves to find the common ground that has eluded us. Let's rise above the dysfunction and do the right thing together for our country.
Of course, there are plenty of big issues out there that could have an impact on your wallet, and we're going to look at two of them today, health care and the fiscal cliff. Our health desk reporter Dan Gorenstein joins us now from WHYY in Philadelphia. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Tess.
And David Gura is in our Washington Bureau. Hello to you.
Hi, Tess.
Dan, let me start with you, and let's just briefly talk about what happens from here on out with Obamacare. What kind of important dates do we have coming up?
Right. So the first date that's important that everybody's watching in healthcare is November 16th. That's the day when states have to decide whether or not they're going to establish these so-called state health exchanges. And, you know, before anybody freaks out about what a state health exchange is, just sort of think about it as like Travelocity, but for health insurance. And so states have to make that decision in the next week.
Wow. So that's coming up right soon here.
Yes, there's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about these exchanges, because this is something where you mentioned that states have to decide whether they're going to participate.
That's right. And so what the states have to do, they're going to have to figure out whether or not it's in their interest to participate. And obviously, some politics is going to be involved. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of states that have said, forget it, we're not going to do it. There are a couple ballot initiatives that passed earlier this past week that said, we're not going to join the exchange. And so if that happens, then the federal government is going to establish an exchange that's really going to help consumers become these kind of like insurance shoppers.
Hmm. Well, for those who may be involved in these exchanges, can you just remind us how those are going to work and who's going to be eligible?
You know, most of us are going to continue to get insurance through our workplace. Mm-hmm. But there are about 30 million Americans who are going to get their insurance either through Medicaid or through one of these exchanges. And so basically, and you'll get a subsidy, right? People who can't get it through their job or can't afford it, they're going to get some federal help to pay for the cost of health insurance. And they're going to be able to go online and they're going to be able to look and see, okay, what plan is going to meet my needs? And one of the things that's really going to be helpful, I think, for consumers here is that each plan that's part of the exchange is going to have a basic bare minimum package. So it's sort of really part of the idea, at least. And there's no guarantee that this will happen, but part of the goal of the Affordable Care Act is to help demystify health insurance and to make it easier for people to get their arms around what it is and what it means and what they'll get out of it.
Okay. Well, let's move on to another somewhat, a completely complicated topic. And David, let me bring you in from Washington there, where I don't know how many times are we going to hear this phrase fiscal cliff over the next 6-7 weeks?
Over
million,
and over again.
Two?
I think they've rebranded it. You have to call it the so-called fiscal cliff.
Okay, well, tell us what the so-called fiscal cliff is.
It's basically a series of tax increases and spending cuts that would kick in at the end of the year. So, you know, long story short, if that were to happen, if all of this stuff were to take effect, taxes would go up. A number of Americans would lose their jobs, those who are working for the government, those who are working for programs that are sponsored by the government. And there'd be more of this uncertainty, which is another sort of thing we keep hearing over and over again.
Right.
We just wouldn't know what was going to happen with the economy.
So what happens in the meantime? I mean, is this going to be a back and forth between Republicans and Democrats until the very last minute?
You know, you try to be optimistic about these things. I was driving into work the day after the election, and I sort of joked with someone when I got here that the city looks remarkably similar to the way it did the day before. A whole lot looked like it had changed. And I think that's true of the political climate here as well. There's some sense of optimism. But at this point, who knows? And they're due back here next week. They're due back here on Tuesday to start trying to hammer out some sort of deal. But they don't have a whole lot of time left, and we don't really know what's going to happen.
And does anybody really have any idea what the ramifications are if they don't deal with this by midnight on December 31st?
Well, plenty of people are speculating about that. I mean, people are saying that if the U.S. economy were to go over this cliff, it might lead to another recession. It could certainly hit the stock market pretty hard. People don't really know. There are some people even who are saying maybe it would be wisest for us to go over this cliff. If these tax rates were to go up, if these spending cuts were to take effect, that's going to actually lower the deficit. So maybe there is some logic to letting this happen.
Just for our listeners, any advice for them on how to prepare for this as it's happening? I mean, is there anything that we can do as individuals, or is it completely out of our hands?
It's kind of out of our hands. I'd say maybe pay attention to what's happening. I mean, obviously, what will affect us as Americans is what happens to these tax rates. And you think of December as this month when a lot of us are going out buying gifts. It's a month where we tend to spend a lot of money on things. Right.
And actually, we tend to do a lot of tax planning as well.
Absolutely. And if you're wondering, what's the size of my refund check going to be? Indeed, sort of, how am I going to be filing my taxes? That might cause you to say, you know what? I'm not going to spend as much as I used to, maybe. I might hold back. And that could be another effect on the economy. It could really lower the amount that we're spending on things.
I can't help but have this image of Thelma and Louise in my head every time I hear this touch of the fiscal cliff. All right. David Gura joining us from Washington and Dan Gorenstein from our healthcare bureau in Philadelphia. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.